Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Picture this. It's a warm spring day at a park on the river. Dozens of people sporting tweed jackets, wool suits, dresses, and breeches are admiring each other's shiny three-speed bicycles.
No, it's not a postcard from the pre-war English countryside. It's the start of the Lake Pepin three-speed bike tour along the Wisconsin-Minnesota border.
WPR's Beatrice Lawrence went to the start of the ride in Red Wing. She starts by talking with rider organizer Noah Holzer.
We have been doing this for 24 years as of this year, and we get a group of roughly 100 people that we lovingly refer to as nutters, because we're a little nuts.
That's right, they're nuts. Because Noah Holzer and his group have come out on an 80-degree spring day, dressed in tweed suits and knee-high socks, to ride the hills of the Driftless area on antique three-speed bicycles. The bikes are comfortable, but heavy. In the words of one rider I spoke to, it's like pedaling a Cadillac.
The oldest that we'll have here is probably going to be mid-40s, and the newest is probably going to be early 80s. All of these bikes are of mostly British manufacture, and all of them are equipped with three-speed internally geared hubs, which allow them to, well, have three gears and shift a lot differently than modern bikes that we're used to.
They're decked out with picnic baskets and old saddlebags pinned with Union Jack flags and souvenir tags from previous year's rides. Plus, they've got holders for flasks and tobacco pipes and vintage bells. The only rules for this ride? No Lycra, no derailers.
One of my friends said, this is cosplay for cyclists, is what this is.
That's Mike Beatty, who hauls his bike up from San Antonio, Texas, every year for the Lake Pepin three-speed tour.
I've always thought that was a great statement about what we're involved in.
The idea from the ride came from Noel Robinson, who lived on both sides of the Minnesota and Wisconsin border. He created the tour with his friend, John Sherritt.
My name is John Sherritt. I am the previous shirt tail organizer, so my title is shirt tail organizer emeritus. So he invited us to come down and ride around Lake Pepin. Well, we thought he was nuts. You know, we're not going to ride three speeds around Lake Pepin, but after a beer or two, it made perfect sense.
In 2022, Robinson passed away in his sleep while camping on another bike tour at the age of 85. And he still looms large on this ride. His image is on pins and bumper stickers. There's even a cardboard cutout of him standing in the corner of the parking lot where we're gathered. And the ride itself has stayed close to his original vision.
This is cycling as it used to be, and it's cycling as it should be in the future. So you're actually doing a little bit of time travel. Old bike with old friends, riding an old route. And, you know, we stop at old restaurants and look over overlooks and scenic vistas that are, how do we describe that? They've been around since time began.
But the Lake Pepin three-speed tour has never been about winning. The whole point is to slow down, to take in the scenery, and enjoy life at a pace that's rare in the modern world. John Sherritt puts it best.
It's the attitude of what we call a gentleman cyclist who realizes that it's not about getting there first. It's about the ride, not about the finish. So.
Personally, I don't see anything nuts about that.
Beatrice Lawrence brought us that story on the Lake Pepin three-speed bike tour. The piece was produced by Sarah Hopeful.
Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton.